From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. As he heads to the U.S., Pope Francis appeals for reconciliation among Cubans. Pope Francis travels to the United States Tuesday after spending 4 days in Cuba, presiding over Mass for tens of thousands. He urged people in the eastern city of Holguín Monday to overcome resistance to change. Reverend Brian Lucas is General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference.
So he's speaking to a group of people whose relationships probably are very ambiguous. There were people within Cuba who followed the regime, people who rebelled against the regime. He's in a milieu where at the moment there are dissidents against the current government. And what he's saying to people is, can we see beyond the appearances so that traitors can become friends?
During his visit, the Pope met both Fidel Castro and his younger brother and president, Raul Castro. Meanwhile, several leading dissidents criticized the Pope for not accepting their request to meet with him. In northeast Nigeria, at least 80 people were killed, dozens more wounded in multiple bombings in the Borno state capital, Maiduguri, and the town of Manguno. The targets in Maiduguri included a mosque, a market, and a viewing center where people were watching a football match. No claim of responsibility, but Boko Haram is suspected. The insurgency has caused hundreds of thousands to flee their homes, forcing them into camps for the internally displaced, including those from the Lake Chad area. Adel Sarkozy of the World Food Program labors to help feed them.
The people here have fled the islands because they have seen their parents or their children being killed by Boko Haram, and they had no other option. Now they are here, they have nothing, and they need our support.
The World Food Program has appealed for more than $16 million to deal with the immediate needs of those fleeing Boko Haram in Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. This is VOA News.